Hi there, my name is Jordan Young in English Honors 1 Period 2A, and today I will be doing my highlight reel from my project entitled A Curation of My Life via Music. As already shown on Parent Portal, I was born in the year 2004, which according to my siblings was a pinnacle of music perfection. So far, after reviewing all the songs that I picked, it was actually very difficult to pick out the top five. And since I did 15, each song kind of represents at least 3 years of my life. So let's get started. Okay, in the beginning, as I already mentioned, I was born in the year 2004. And according to my siblings, that was like the pinnacle of music. When I asked my mom about my birth, she said that I was born into a huge time of turmoil, chaos, and just, like, everything was a mess. And my birth pretty much, like, wiped that away and pretty much, like, united a family. And within that same year, Britney Spears dropped what I personally love in 2004 was Toxic. It's, like, in all my playlists on my phone, and I can't stop listening to it now when I'm actually realizing, yeah, I'm a musicaholic. And how it plays into my life, like, it kind of doesn't, because this is a part of life that I truly don't really remember all that well. But, like, it's just an amazing song. I love it. I guess I could say this is what started my love of music. In the number two spot on my highlight reel, we have Viva La Vida by Coldplay, which was released in 2008. I was 4 years old at the time, and my uncle had just gotten me into playing instruments rather than me just sitting in the car and babbling words. I remember we were on our way to my preschool area, which is called Living Word. They shut the place down, but my caretaker actually is still alive, and I'm very much in contact with her still. And this song came on, and I remember my uncle turned up the car, and he would start asking me these questions. Remember this one time he said, "You know what this group was called?" And 4-year-old little me was like, "What, Uncook?" Because I didn't know how to speak back then. And he said, "This is a song by Coldplay. It's called Viva La Vida." And he taught me the words, and back then in his band, I remember after preschool, I came back to their house. They were up in the attic practicing, and when I came in, they started playing the song for me, and I just remember singing with their lead singer, and that was like such a great time for me, and I could never forget that one moment that I truly felt happy. Moving on to the number three spot, we have On the Floor, written by Jennifer Lopez, or J-Lo, whatever you want to call her, was released in 2011. I really cannot believe that was 8 years ago. Wait, was 15 minus 8? 7. Okay, I was 7 years old, which means I just started first grade, I believe. Yeah, in first grade. When growing up, my mom used to play music every morning to get me out of bed because I hated school, like, the burning passion. Like, you even said the word school around me, my blood would start boiling. And this song came on the radio, I believe, and she dragged me into a room and started dancing with me. And I didn't know what the song was. So later on, after school, she picked me up, and we just started listening to it. You know, my relationship with my mother is not really that great, but, like, when I was younger, the little moments like this is when, like, reminds me of how much I truly do love my mother. You know, instead of just me, like, giving up on it, this truly, like, relives my moments with her. But I guess looking back on it now, I could just see just like a mom and a little kid sitting in a car listening to J-Lo. But this song never really, like, went away for me. Like, every time I went to a family event or, like, a dance, I would bring up the song to the DJ. I just remember, like, reminiscing on that one moment. And, like, truly just understanding what music has, like, done for me so far. And how I continue to love it just doesn't change. It's awesome. Okay, Sango Numero 4-0, which is called Team by Lord. This was actually released in 2013. How this peaked into my life was, like, Lord, like, her songs bring out a dark presence, yet they're super catchy, so, like, you really don't notice it until, like, you sit down and, like, piece by piece take apart her songs, like, try to understand what they mean. This song came out when I was in third grade. Third grade, I was a really nice person, but I had a lot of pent-up emotions because I was always taught to keep a smile on my face no matter what happens, no matter how I felt, no matter what I was going through. I remember I was being bullied around this time, and it was just so difficult for me to handle. So what I do, I turn to music, same as always when it comes to my problems, and it brought out my dark but catchiness, and pushing it forward, I still listen to the songs this very day whenever I feel so down and annoyed, or like I'm gonna take an apple and crush it, you know, like, you know. Anyways, for this song, for me, what it truly has done, it's it showed me that there are other ways to express your emotions besides taking a pen to paper, writing it down, or just verbalizing it. Like, you could sing it out, or you could take analogies and converse them into your everyday life. But me being 9 years old, I didn't catch on to that. It only took for me to be 15, which is like now, to truly understand the message that she has conveyed through her music. And the message I want to convey through me listening to the music. I want to be able to express how I am when it comes to the music that I listen to. And no, I'm not one of those people that's like, no, if you listen to that type of music, I'll never speak to you again. Like, no, I branch out. I listen to other styles of music, but I like to listen to music that brings out the way I feel and how it somewhat charters into my life, because, well, I ain't got much. That sounds like a lot coming from the perspective of a 9-year-old. I should probably get some help. Anyways, that was number 4. On to number 5. To be honest, the next song that I pretty much picked brings out a lot when it comes to me personally. And I really hope that I'm able to, like, convey in just one recording, because I'm a very complicated person. Anyways, on to number 5. Last but certainly not least, in the number 5 spot, we have Castle on the Hill by Ed Sheeran, 2017. And 2017 was 7th grade for me. 7th grade was not really my time of the year. I was going through a lot. I was trying to figure out what I want to do with myself. I still am trying to figure out what I do with myself. But, like, it was, like, truly difficult for me because my mother forced me out of concert band for Spanish, which is something I really wish she didn't do, because I don't truly enjoy Spanish all that much. But this song, it's complex, you know? I still have timing issues when it comes to Sinead because of the way Ed Sheeran chose the tempo of the song. And I think when comparing that into my life and how it affects me personally, I feel like it shows me and my timing sometimes. Like, how I'll choose to do things at a certain time period, but yet I'll choose to probably do something that's remotely the same thing, but at a different time, if that makes sense. It most likely doesn't, but yeah, that's life. And in seventh grade, I remember, like, I pretty much just, like, made an enemy out of one of my closest friends, and doing that pretty much made me realize that I could assert myself in any way possible. That was the year I, like, really took care of my mind, because I was tired of feeling like I was stupid in the classes that I was taking, made me bored, and I just truly didn't care because it seemed too easy. So my grades never really showed that. Kind of sounds like me now if I really think about it, but Ed Sheeran was always somewhat a personal favorite of mine ever since I was in fourth grade when I first heard him on the radio. But when I say, like, this song truly affected me, it's like this guy pretty much put his life into a 4-minute 17-second song, and I think that's something I could never possibly do. Of course I could, like, attempt, but then I would wind up rambling and getting lost in my nostalgia and trying to figure out how did my life go from being wake up at 7:30, get on the bus, go to school for 7.5 hours, come home, do 2 + 2, eat dinner, take a bath, and repeat it all the next day, to, oh my god, I have a final? What was anyone gonna tell me? You know? It just shows how so much can change in one place, because I lived in Barnegat practically my entire life. I make memories here. I've made friends, lost them, given second chances to people that never deserved it, and overall just trying to figure out where am I going next, because I don't want to stay here forever. And I guess when I listen to Castle on the Hill, it shows that even though your hometown's where your heart is at, there's always that one specific place that you look over to, and that's where you want to be. Where I want to be, I don't really know yet. I'm trying to find my castle on the hill that I just want to stare at and watch the sun pass on it every single chance I can get. I just really wish that this song was as close to everyone else as it is close to me. It brings out so much in me. It brings out my complexity. Brings out my simplicity for some reason. It brings out my fun, my sad, my happy, my everything, my anxiety, my calm, my anger, my tranquility. But you know what? Not everybody's like me. Not everyone enjoys music the way I do. Not everyone pieces it like I do. Maybe it's because I overthink it. But then again, at some point, you gotta overthink your life. Yeah, you gotta want to change it. I guess that's what I want to do. Change it. Like Castle on the Hill changed up the music game.